Hi, everyone. I'm Stephanie.
And I'm Jeremy.
Authors of See You at the Campground, a guide to discovering community, connection, and a happier family in the great outdoors.
10 years ago, we bought a pop-up camper that changed our lives and introduced us to the joys of RV travel.
Join us now as we talk about where to camp, what gear to bring, and the best food to cook.
We'll also keep you dialed in with the latest RV innovations for people in the know.
Pull up a chair and join us around the digital campfire.
This is the RV Atlas. Hello, everybody, and welcome to today's episode of the RV Atlas. And Stephanie, we haven't talked all day today. How
what
are you?
What day is it? Hi.
it's Easter tomorrow. I don't know.
Someday.
I want to say one thing about our family. Wesley is holding up just fine.
Yeah, he is.
He has snacks.
He's living his best life.
He's
more
watching.
Screen time than he ever dreamed of.
I think he's doubled his screen time for his
he's
life.
He's living his best life. He's okay.
But we're soldiering on here. And today we have a really cool episode. Today we're going to interview Dave Wald from Karma Campervans. And we've known Dave for a few years, and we've been wanting to get him on the podcast to talk about his business, Karma Campervans, in Western Canada.
I've been wanting to get up to Canada to interact with his business.
Well, yeah, I mean, hopefully he's going to, you know, offer us the run of his fleet.
Yeah, that's right. That's right. Our pick.
Selfishly, a lot of times we just have people on the show because we want to like learn more about their businesses. But Dave's also doing something really cool with his fleet of vans right now in response to the global health pandemic that we're all living through. So we thought it'd be a cool episode to have him come on, talk about his business, talk about the van rentals, talk about some of the great places you could take them, but then also see the good things that he's doing with those vans right now. So we're going to have a great conversation with Dave. But before we do so, we have a message of hope from our friends over at Jayco.
Since 1968, Jayco has been building RVs with the goal of bringing families together. Over the past 52 years, their RVs have helped generation after generation create memories that endure. So even when it feels like everything is changing, there is one thing we have learned. Family fun is always possible with a Jayco RV nearby. To our family that stretches to every corner of the United States and Canada, Jayco says, sunnier days are ahead. Someday soon, we'll create even more memories of family fun that will last for generations.
I'm determined. I'm determined to do so. Dave, welcome to the show.
Hi, Dave.
Hey, thanks for having me. I'm really excited to be on the show.
We're excited to have you. Now, kind of like us, you've been a bit of a jack of all trades in the RV industry throughout your career. So, I mean, we're here to talk Karma Campervans, but before we do that, what are some of the other things that you do or have done in the RV industry?
Oh my gosh, where do I even begin? So it kind of actually goes way back to when my father was working for, actually, he worked for Thetford, believe it or not, up here in Canada.
Get out of here.
Yeah, not even kidding. He was a regional sales manager for Thetford and Norcold. So he's
like family.
He's like family. Yeah. So he did that while we were living here in Calgary. And then when I was finishing up high school, I was looking for a job. I'd done some time up on some oil rigs, and I just thought, whoa, this just is not for me. I need to come back to the city and get a job and then actually go back to school. So I asked my dad, hey, who do you think I should chat with? And lo and behold, he introduced me to a service manager at an RV dealership here in Calgary called Bucars RV Center. So I went and interviewed, and his name is Kyle. And I got the job that, I think it was May or April. So early spring, got the job as, here it comes, a lot boy in the service department. So
you were moving things.
Yeah, I'm moving rigs around. I'm driving them around. I'm washing them. I'm helping out all the technicians. You know, I'm dealing with customers too on a daily basis. So that's where I kind of cut my teeth in the RV business. I did that every year through my university education. So every summer I'd go back to the RV dealership. I'd have a tan before everyone else because I was outside all the time, you know, moving rigs around.
So Canadians do get
tan. You can get tan up there, huh? knew the Canada jokes are coming.
Here it comes.
We love Canadians.
Yeah. Most people up here don't get tans until, you know, July. And I had mine by late May, early June, just because I was outside so much. It was a ton of fun. I learned a ton. It was a great place to start a career in RVing. And eventually, I actually worked for that company every summer and worked my way through the ranks. So I was a service writer 1 year. Worst job of my life. I feel for those service writers. They have one of the hardest jobs in an RV dealership. They deal with customers every day, and it's usually not great news, right? You're kind of giving the customer the bad news and what needs to be done with your rig. And normally it's going to cost a little bit of money. So unfortunately, I had a summer doing that, but it was also a great time to learn more about the customer and how to interact with them and kind of what their pain points are and how to deal with that stuff. So I did that for a year, and then I worked as a parts associate. So I was in the parts department, you know, again, working kind of the front line, dealing with all of our customers' parts requests and, you know, figuring things out on the parts side and sourcing, you know, components and stuff and dealing with warranties. And holy smokes, that was a huge education as well. Eventually, I graduated from university here in Calgary with an English degree with a minor in business. But my focus was marketing and advertising. So I came out of school and I sat down with the co-owner, Kyle's brother, Jeff. And I said, he was the sales manager. And I said, hey, Jeff, I want to do your advertising and marketing. And he kind of giggled and laughed and said, you're fresh out of school. We don't need a marketing manager necessarily. You know, let's see what we can do. But for now, work in the parts department part time, and then a couple of days a week you can work on our marketing with us. So to that end, you know, this was back in 2007. So you know, websites were a big deal. You know, email marketing had just started increasing in popularity, and this thing called social media started popping up. You know, everyone was jumping into Facebook and Twitter, and eventually, so because I have an English degree, I always kind of hung my hat on the ability to write, so copywriting. And as you two probably know, that's often the thing that people want to do the least is write copy. So things like website copy and email newsletters and advertising copy. So here I was, just, you know, I'm the kid in the back of the class, like jumping up and down with my hand up saying, put me in. I want to do this. So eventually the sales manager let me do as much of the marketing as I could, and eventually became their full-time marketing manager at the RV dealership when I was 25 years old.
You make sense now to me, Dave. It all comes together. I mean, mm-hmm. all of that experience, you could not have asked for better training to eventually go into your own business and start a camper van rental company, right? I mean, literally, it's like maybe you didn't know you were headed there, but it seems kind of like fate or destiny to me.
It always seemed like kind of a temporary solution, you know? So I always saw it as like, hey, this is a great job. It's comfortable. I liked the industry. I liked working with the customers, and the seasonality of it was really fun too. But I had my sights set on advertising agency. So there was a moment in my life where I actually left the dealership and I took a job at a small ad agency here in town. But the funny part was I actually brought them on as a client. So, they couldn't get rid of me. So I brought them on as a client, and we spent a couple of years working together, client agency. But eventually I kind of figured out that I don't work well for other people. I really needed to be my own boss. I really wanted to kind of carve my own way through my career. And I ended up quitting that that agency and starting up my own consulting company. And again, so funnily enough, I brought the RV dealership on as one of my very first clients. So here I was kind of back doing what I was doing at the dealership, but on a consulting level. So I took on some other clients and back to the kind of the social media side of things, focused, and pointed the direction of my own firm towards a social media, focus. So we eventually became, a social media agency for RV camping brands.
Yeah. And is that because of your deep-seated love of camping, or did you just sort of have some connections there and it went in that direction?
A little bit of both, to be honest. Clearly my experience and my skill set was in RVing and camping. And that's just what I knew best. And marketing and social media were hot at the time. So I just said, look, this was a big opportunity. Not a lot of dealerships or associations were, in my opinion, doing social media very well. So I knew that was an opportunity. And camping is a huge part of my life. I love camping.
So tell us about the birth of Karma Camper Vans. Let's move into this
sure.
Your current company. I mean, where did you get the idea and when did you start?
So in 2013, my wife and her family, and me and her, we went to Iceland. And if you've ever been to Iceland, you'll know what I'm talking about here, but there's all around Iceland. You know, when you're traveling around Iceland, you'll spot these little like camper van conversions, these little vans driving around everywhere. And, at the time in 2013, one of the bigger companies was called, Happy Camper in Iceland. And I just started spotting these things everywhere. And there were these little like converted cargo vans or, minivans. And I just thought, you know what, this kind of thing could really take off in Western Canada. Like we have access to some of the most beautiful national parks and natural landscapes in the world. And we have a huge tourism sector, and really no one was really doing that kind of thing here that I knew of at the time. So, you know, the wheels started turning in my head, and I was thinking, you know, maybe this could fly in Calgary. So that's kind of where it came from.
So, I mean, it's like the typical entrepreneur story in terms of fulfilling a need, you know, or kind of just stepping in and filling in a gap. So tell us you have two locations now to pick up vans. Like tell us how the business is structured for those who might want to call you up one day and fly in and rent a van.
Sure. So first of all, I also wanted to mention that if you haven't been to Iceland, you have to go. It's an amazing place. It will change your life. In terms of Karma, so we started in 2018. So spring of 2018, we launched in Calgary. We launched with five vans and, out of this dealership that I've been friends for a really long time. And I have to say too, this is gonna tie everything together, but those two guys, those owners of that dealership, are also now my business partners. So I eventually convinced them, hey guys, let's start this company. I think this is going to do really well. And 2018, we did it. We launched with five vans out of Calgary. And it wasn't until, we went a whole year with five vans, and then we added five more. And then we added 10 more. And then just last December, 2019, we launched our Vancouver location. So now we're in Calgary and we have a location in Vancouver.
So obviously the demand was there if you were, you know, increasing your fleet so rapidly. But it's kind of nice that also the servicing was there, right, with this relationship and this business partnership. So these dealers sort of had this built-in mechanism to service these vans in between, which probably makes the whole thing a lot easier to operate.
100%. These guys, I mean, they grew up in the RVing business as well as I did. And through their, you know, their dealership connections, their parts suppliers, their, you know, their parts team, they really helped us source all the materials for really great prices. And, you know, they brought an element of skill and knowledge that I didn't have, certainly. So that whole relationship right out of the beginning, out of the gate, was hugely beneficial to us getting this thing off the ground.
So tell us, we know how many vans you have. We know the locations. What do the vans look like inside and out? I mean, what are you getting in a rental?
So we just rolled off our Karma 30, our number 30 van. And we're super pumped with how they've turned out. Imagine, you know, so these are high roof Ford Transit cargo vans that we've turned into what I like to call kind of an IKEA bedroom on wheels. So imagine, you know, you pull open that sliding door and you walk into this beautiful open space of white cabinetry, pine ceiling with LED kind of puck lights, and with beautiful queen size bed down the back, a countertop, butcher block countertop with a sink and a cold water faucet. Underneath that countertop is a portable water system that's super easy to use for our guests. And they're just, you know, like every time I get one, I smile and I just think we really nailed it with this design.
Every time I see your pictures on Instagram, I also smile. I mean, I love the name of the company. I love the logo, and they are beautiful inside.
Thanks.
So anybody listening who wants to take a look at them, obviously, just tell us your website right now, but also we'll put pictures in the show notes so everybody can check out some photos.
Yeah, honestly, the best place to go is our Instagram page, which is Karma Camper Vans. If you just search Karma with a K, Camper Vans, all one word, on Instagram. The website's the same, karmacampervans.com. You'll see a huge gallery of photos there.
All right, we're going to come back in a second, and Dave's going to tell us like some places where you might want to go if you rent a Karma camper van and some of the more popular destinations that his renters do go to. And then we're also going to talk about how he's responding and, you know, kind of helping out with his fleet of vans right now in the global pandemic. So we'll be back in 1 second. But first, we have a sponsored message from our friends at Thetford.
Thetford is the industry expert and innovation leader, and they have been making RV travel a more pleasant experience for over 50 years.
And hiring smart Canadians.
Apparently, being a part of Dave's childhood and growing up in the RV industry as well. How are they making RV travel a more pleasant experience? Well, mostly by providing us with the Smart Tote 2 four-wheel portable waste tank.
And I've been avoiding saying this for weeks, but I think I finally have to say it.
Like, what?
We are sponsored by a company that makes toilet paper, which has come in a little bit handy.
You just
these
figured
past
that
weeks.
Out. We tend to have plenty of toilet paper.
We have a lot.
Around. So while we are feeling a lot of the pain that other people are feeling right now, and very much in this experience with so many people for a variety of reasons,
we're loaded
toilet
up on
paper
AquaSoft.
Is not one of them. That is very true. All right. And here's a little tip for any of you going out. This might have already been blown a little bit, but if you go to the RV section of some big box stores, you're going to find some toilet paper there that no one else knew to look
for. I bet you you'd still
you're
do okay
with that. You're
going
to see some AquaSoft over there in that RV toilet paper. Okay, so back to the Smart Tote 2 four-wheel portable waste tank. So this is going to allow you to use up all of that gray water tank, right? You can use your sink, you can use your shower, you can do all that even though you don't have a sewer hookup.
I just booked the state park for this coming fall that has water and electric, no sewer. We will be bringing our 27-gallon Thetford Smart Tote 2.
Your gray tank fills up. You just, you know, empty it out into this Smart Tote, and then you wheel it on over to the dump station, and you can start the whole process again. All right. So go on over to Thetford.com to learn more about that and all the other products that they have to make your RV life more pleasant.
All right. So, Dave, when we finally get ourselves out there to rent a Karma camper van, and we might need to rent two of them, or we'll rent one and bring a tent.
Or we'll talk about that after the show.
I think you need a slightly larger unit that sleeps a family of five. We can discuss that later. Where are some of the major destinations where someone might go if they did want to like fly in, go to Vancouver, or rent a van?
Right. Okay. So being from Calgary, I know more of the Calgary area, but we'll get into Vancouver as well. Out of Calgary, there's a couple of really cool places that you can check out. Now, I've listed them but in my head, but let me start with this first one, which I think is going to blow everyone away. It's called Dinosaur Provincial Park. And it is exactly that. It is a place in Alberta here near Calgary. It's like 2 hours away where the ground has eroded away. Imagine like a mini Grand Canyon. Okay. So the ground has eroded away into these valleys, this like where these hoodoos are sticking up everywhere. And it's a Badlands area. We call it the Badlands. And it's a great, they've got an amazing campground there with all the facilities you need. And they do tours where you can go digging for bones. You're speaking to actual paleontologists and archaeologists in the area. The Regional Tourism Association has done a really good job of promoting that place, and I highly recommend it. And so it's not really a place that a lot of people tend to go, but I highly recommend it. So that's the first one. The second one would be Southeast BC. We call it the Kootenays. So this is a place like with small towns called Fernie and Creston, Kootenay Lake, Nelson, Christina Lake. Christina Lake is actually the warmest lake in Western Canada. So this lake is in the middle of the mountains, but it is the warmest lake in Western Canada. And I've been there and it's amazing.
So it hits like 45 degrees.
So what is that temperature point? Please tell us.
Okay. No. Okay. So let me tell you this. I went there with my kids, end of June. So the kids had just gotten out of school. We went end of June and we were swimming in the lake in the mountains without being cold whatsoever. It was beautiful. So that's how warm it is. Like, you can swim in it. It's great.
I don't trust you at all. I've seen, you know, the Canucks jumping in the ocean down here along the Atlantic coast. I've seen them jumping in the ocean when it's like 50-something degrees
Canadians,
in the spring.
Canadians come to New Jersey in April.
Like, and they're jumping in the ocean, and we're looking at them like, you're crazy. Yeah. You're all crazy.
And I have to say, we trust Canadians with every single other thing
except
there is.
Water temperature.
Except water temperature.
Okay, carry on, well, Dave.
Take it with a grain of salt. The other thing I would suggest is as a trip would be a Calgary to Vancouver or vice versa one-way trip. So this is kind of a rite of passage for anyone wanting to travel through the Canadian Rockies and to the coast. So you can start in Calgary, head west. I'd always recommend stopping halfway, which is in a place called the Okanagan, which is our wine country. It's virtually our Napa Valley. Like, this is places like Kelowna, Penticton, Osoyoos. Imagine orchards as far as your eye could see, beautiful lakes, wineries everywhere. That's a beautiful place to stop. And then when you get closer to Vancouver, you can head up to Whistler. A lot of people know about Whistler from the 2010 Olympics, Winter Olympics. And if you want to go even a little bit farther afield, you can jump on a ferry and head over to Vancouver Island, which is this beautiful oasis. Imagine rainforests and coastlines that'll take your breath away. So that's another one. And then the last one would be the one that is the most popular out of Calgary, which would be Banff Jasper and Lake Louise. So Banff National Park, the town side of Banff, town side of Lake Louise, and then up to Jasper National Park. It's kind of the Golden Triangle, or like the trifecta around here. It's a great 6-night trip. Most guests come back reeling about the vistas. They see tons of animals like bear and moose and elk, and tons of great hiking, as you can imagine. So those are some of my favorites. And ones I suggest, the couple of other cool spots to check out would be Waterton National Park near Calgary, Yoho National Park in the mountains. Like I said, definitely try and get across to Vancouver Island. You'll hit up places like Tofino and Ucluelet and up to Campbell River to do some salmon fishing. There's so much to see. I could go on.
And you're talking, just so our listeners who might not be as familiar with this part of the world, I mean, you're talking about some of the most beautiful RV destinations in the world right now. I know you Canadian. Yeah. You guys don't brag enough. Okay, I'm bragging for you.
He's going to step in and take care of that.
We quite honestly, you know, every time we get out to the mountains, we kind of pinch ourselves and say, "Yeah, this is real. This is reality." We, you know, it's our backyard and it's super super beautiful. It's very easy to travel around. Tons of great little towns to stop in. Tons of history. You know, the railroad was built in 1885 through here, and so, which really is not that long ago. But so a lot of that stuff is still around, and the history is just, it's actually something to definitely hang our hat on.
Now, speaking of real and reality, the reality is that right now this sweet little rental fleet of yours is not necessarily getting ready to do its real job right now going into this traveling season. And we really, truly wish the best for you and all of these travel companies that are being impacted by this so much. But one of the reasons why we wanted to have you on the show is because people like you, instead of just like sitting around and feeling sad and bummed out about it, you also decided to think about how you could help as well, which is really, truly an important message to get out there. Yes, we want to hear about what you're doing, but we also want to encourage other people to take the same approach as you are, right? Like, just give back in whatever way you can and get through. So tell people kind of how you're managing to give back in all of this.
Yeah, well, thanks for pointing that out. We're quite honestly, we're really struggling right now. I'm not gonna lie or beat around the bush around that. You know, to give you an idea, pretty much as soon as things started hitting the fan in March, our reservations started dropping like flies. So we virtually went from you know, guns a blazing, having a great year, to losing every single one of our bookings in April. And to give you an idea, a huge portion of our market are Americans. And as soon as they closed that border, we started seeing all of our bookings get canceled or postponed. So to that end, we have 30 vans sitting idle right now. And so, yeah, rather than hanging our head and crying about it, we thought, you know, let's do something good with these vans. They're sitting here not being used. And what we did know was that a lot of the frontline team and workers in our Medicare facilities, our hospitals, our care centers, they were really struggling with, you know, going to work every day and then going home to see their families. They really couldn't do it. We had heard some stories about some paramedics who were in high risk situations where they started actually sleeping in their cars on their driveway or setting up tents in their garages just to avoid going into their homes and potentially risking exposing their family to COVID-19. So what we thought was, hey, let's put this out there. Let's see if we can help some people out. So what we did was we created a blog post on our website and started promoting that we had these camper vans for frontline workers. We're calling it the frontline rental program, where we'll give a frontline worker who feels like they have a high risk family or have a need for these vans, we'll give them a complimentary 30 night rental of the van where they can use it for whatever they need it for. But for the most part, they're using it as a place to sleep through their shifts or as a place to go and have some rest and not feel like they're risking their family members. We even had somebody who was being called in from a small town not far from here because our children's hospital was starting to need more staff. They were actually having a shortage of staff. So she was being brought into the city and didn't have a place to stay. And so, we're kind of hearing stories from all angles. And so far, as of today, we've rented out 4 vans for these types of situations. And I already have even more people on my list to reach out to and hook up with a camper van and hopefully help make their life a little bit easier and make a difference during this whole scenario.
And when you say renting them, these are complimentary rentals, right? I mean, just so everybody listening understands what you guys are up to.
Yeah. These are full on complimentary. I mean, you know, I can't imagine what these people are going through on a daily basis. And so if we could, you know, ease the burden on them a little bit by providing a comfortable place to sleep at the end of the day or between shifts, then we're happy to do it.
I truly, Dave, hope that karma comes back to you.
Well, and I hope that some of our listeners who maybe have been thinking about exploring this part of Canada might really go over and take a look at the website and consider, you know, booking a rental through you guys.
For those sunnier days ahead.
For the sunnier days ahead. So let's end on a positive note. You know, I want to go and visit all of these wonderful places in Canada that I could get to in a karma camper van. Where do you want to go on an RV trip in the United States when you get back into the States and travel around a bit?
I cannot wait to go traveling again, you guys. I've actually had the pleasure of being to a lot of places in the U.S., you know, San Francisco, New York, Boston, Florida, Las Vegas, Austin, Seattle. I watched, you know, been down to Seattle, watch our Blue Jays play baseball a few times. It's tons of fun. I would love to see some of the big national parks. I think places like Yosemite and the Grand Canyon, Zion, maybe Red Cliffs, Arches, Yellowstone. Some of our renters, our guests, visited Painted Hills in Oregon, and their photos looked amazing. But I'm a bit of a city dweller too. Like, I love my urban exploration and places like Washington and, you know, some other Washington, D.C., that is. I'd love to go see Washington, D.C. I've been to New York a couple of times, but I'd love to see, you know, places like Philadelphia and Baltimore and some of the South too, I think would be tons of fun. There's so many places I want to go. And of course, got to go back to Hawaii. I need some sun and surf. Yeah.
We've got your good urban campgrounds to give you once you get down to that's
DC.
One of our favorite little niches of content. Okay. We've got you covered for that when you finally get there.
I just need you to promise that you're going to come back on the show when we're all experiencing brighter, sunnier days. And we'll talk more about Canadian RV and camper van travel.
I know. We need to get some good destination content for Canada after we haven't been to Canada in, it's almost been 2 years. Hard to believe.
Oh my gosh, we love Nova Scotia. So tell us where everybody can find you. Website, social media, all that stuff.
Yeah, so karmacampervans.com. Like I said, tons of information there. You can check out our rates and some more information about the vans and our booking policies and things like that. And then Instagram, Facebook, and Twitter, all at Karma Camper Vans. And if anyone wants to follow me personally, my personal handle is at DJ Wald, DJWALD. Mostly post pictures of what I'm up to with my family or at work.
It was a pleasure having you on the show. And we really, from the bottom of our hearts, really appreciate what you're doing with the vans. And hopefully we'll get to see you soon at the campground.
Be well, Dave, and we wish you the best.
Thanks. And same to you, too. And everyone, all of our friends in the States, we're rooting for you. We know things aren't great in terms of COVID numbers down there. So we're really hoping you guys pull through, which I'm sure you will. And things will be back to brighter days and where we can cross borders again.
And then we will really, really, truly see you at the campground.
100%. Can't wait.
A big thank you for listening to this episode of the RV Atlas.
And a big thank you to our sponsors, Jayco, Thetford, Cabela's, Jellystone, and Go RVing. They provide great quality products and resources for RVers and also support the production of this show. We personally believe in them and are happy to share our favorite products with you.
You can find blog posts and links with everything mentioned in this episode over at thervatlas.com.
And you can join the friendliest group of RVers over on Facebook in our private RV Atlas group.
And as always, we'll see you at the campground.
See you at the campground.